I'm here.
Hi, Stephen.
Hello, hello, Otto.
Hi, we were just talking about discrete levels of choice, how we live with that and how we can use that. And we started with your realization that social modeling is in a way limited by the notion that the ethics by which people operate is limited to a group of 50 people.
Exactly, yes.
And we have tried to see how it is possible to look at a organization of a larger group of people, because evidently the model of the hierarchy doesn't work, because essentially it tries to collapse larger groups of people into smaller groups of people into smaller groups of people, bring it all back to the 50 people with one ruler model. So we switched our focus and started to look at what quantum theory can offer, and you immediately pointed the way to seeing how quantum theory is used in financial interaction tracking. And from there you quickly went on to the way Google and other companies are now tracking the interest of people in their interactions. And we just came to the point where we end up on the interaction between a free market economy as a moral model on the one hand and the Politburo policies on the other hand. And for what I see, it is government, all based on the double meaning of this philosophy of determining behavior. So Google now says, no, 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 we are just analyzing what you're doing anyhow, and we are just selling that to people who want to know it. But on the other hand, you can already see that the determining of your behavior is no longer passive, but actually active, because on the internet, it depends on where you are, what you will see of what Google offers. And I'd like to bring this back to what happened a long time ago when people started hunting animals. It was a lot of work to chase a deer across the steppe to finally catch up with it. By the way, it only happens because the cooling system of the deer is different than that of the human. Later people realized that they could work better if they chased the animal to a cliff or to a place where they could trap it. Later they learned to fence in the animals so that they could actually limit their activity. And in that way...
Afterwards, then came banking.
Exactly. So, precisely. So that's what happened now. The banking system basically locked people into a prison of money. And you don't have access to the earth, you don't have access to food, you don't have your freedom anymore. And talking about the discrete levels of freedom, the banking money system and the so-called free market economy Politburo politics are determining what people can do, first in a passive way and then in an active way. You suggested that we talk about these discrete levels of freedom of choice. So I'm hoping that you're able to find a way out of the trap of money.
Oh, that's, you know, this is very, maybe the most difficult topic. As I said in many interviews, that you cannot disconnect your health, your economic action, and of course your mental state, you cannot disconnect, you know, this is one thing. You cannot, this or everything is like a boomerang, it comes back like a boomerang, and that's not possible, but to disconnect. The as an empirical scientist, I study these things not from an maybe emotional side. I study it only from a cognitive and methodical side. So I actually only look at what is happening, what is really happening, even here. In the youth hostel, I can see, I told you last time, you can see the group behavior, you can see if there are only eight youngsters around, then they're coming 12, then there are 36. So you can see it even with eyes, therefore you don't even need Google. But you were talking about the this fusion that can happen, that there can happen a fusion of big business and government. This happened many times in human history, and this is actually a danger, because again we are lacking an ethical system of morality for such adventures. This is an adventure, and all these types of adventures have failed so far. And also, if you do it all from Frankfurt, it won't happen. Won't function. Won't function. It will end up. I wrote a new article about this, about the biophysical limits of monetary systems behavior, and it will end up in a plant economy. So you can call it capitalist plant economy. You can call it fusion of big business and the state. Of course, when there is such a power concentration, you could abolish money, but I don't think that people are in a better position will do that. You know, if people can get a higher return on something, why shouldn't they apply it? They're still this animal hunter that you have been describing. There is this instinct is inside, and the people can be dressed, or they can have the best perfumes. That doesn't matter. These instincts are in all of us, and so it's only possible this decentralized economic system, a decentralized economic system, to transfer everything to the lowest possible level, decision level. To decide in Amsterdam, you decide what is in Amsterdam. You coordinate, of course, the points. But if you try to make something like a fusion, like a nuclear fusion of central banking, the state, plus big business, you will really get a nuclear fusion. So it will backfire, because you can, as Hayek told. In his book, The Road to Serfdom, if you do it, nobody has the knowledge to decide from such a central position over decisions or over greater projects. This is not possible. This you can leave to the market, but by a fusion of big government, a fusion of big business, and then you. You even abolish the market system. The market system is even abolished. It will end up in planning, planned economy, economics by command.
Yeah, which is basically the state communism. And you can see that in the mathematics,
yes.
Mm-hmm. That if you use a hierarchy and every time you replace what happens in a group by the opinion of an individual,
yes,
and you do that a couple stages after each other, mm-hmm. In mathematics, you would call that the stages of differentiation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And in mathematics, you can see that at the moment that you go back from differentiation to integration,
mm-hmm.
You need something called the integration constant,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
is a correction factor for mm-hmm. the difference between the environment of that mm-hmm. reported, say, political view, versus the
yes.
actual context from which that view is said to originate.
Yes.
So every step that you go from, yes. Say, this group of 50 people to the individual, every
yes.
time you repeat that process, you lose more information.
Yes.
And that's what you just said before, that in fact, when you go from the financial analysis to the social analysis, you
yes.
run into the limitation of the biological analysis,
mm-hmm.
but then you still miss out on the actual basis of the underlying innate freedom of choice.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. so, in a way, you've already shifted the attention that
yes.
to look at it when you are dealing with the financial, say,
yes.
Politburo mass planning.
Yes.
Then it is not good enough to look at the Google social analytics,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because that will run into the biological limitations,
mm-hmm.
which of course
mm-hmm.
includes the access.